hold on to that gospel lesson that was read, because I want to read another one. This was from a few days ago, from the 14th chapter of Matthew. And remember, I've actually kind of spoke out of this a couple of times. This is where John the Baptist was beheaded, and Jesus goes into the wilderness or the desolate place, and then the multitudes come. So in the 14th chapter, we'll just begin with 15. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This place is desolate, and the hour is already late. So send the crowds away that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Ordering the people to sit down on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up towards heaven, he blessed the food, and breaking the loaves, he gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. They picked up what was left over, the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. There were about 5,000 men who ate besides women and children. Very similar stories. Now, as I was reading the gospel lesson for today and thinking about it, one of my first thoughts was, these disciples were not very spiritual people, you know? And why are we surprised when we're not very spiritual people either? And we get so down on ourselves that the enemy ties us up in knots, and then we just quit worshiping, quit praising, quit thinking, quit trusting, quit believing, because we've kind of messed up somewhere. But I mean, think about this. And this goes, I was talking with Donna Shelton this morning. We was just talking, and I was about, you know, in the charismatic world today, one of the things that with the, particularly the younger people, that they're all saying is to become a world changer. And that's great, but they don't want to be like the disciples. And so they try and jump through all these spiritual hoops to be world changers. And then when they have failures and issues and stuff, and when they go out from their little groups or their particular churches or whatever, and they go out there in the world, and then life runs over them and things happen, they get all upset, and so many of them wind up quitting, and just because they become so disappointed. So if you're in that kind of a place today, I just think about this. Now, these are the guys that actually did change the world. These few goober-headed guys actually changed the world. Politically, they changed the world, not just spiritually. They basically, they started a deal that became Christianity, that became the church, that eventually undone the Roman Empire. Now, this is the kind of guys they were. Just a few days, maybe a week or 2 weeks before the gospel lesson today was the gospel lesson before. It wasn't like 5 years between these incidents. It was really a very short period of time that Jesus healed a bunch of people and then fed a bunch of people. And then a few weeks or maybe a month later, they come back to another situation. And this is a thing that's amazing to me. Like I say, I think I'm more spiritual than they are in this aspect, because it says that he healed people. I mean, he healed, the wordage there is that he healed everybody that kind of came, that he was healing all of these people. The deaf, the lame, the blind, I mean, come on now. But when it came to feeding people, they didn't have any kind of faith. It was like, what are we going to do now? They couldn't even look back a few weeks or a month or whatever to go, didn't we just do this same thing? Didn't Rabbi just do this identical same thing? Was this not the same situation? And now we have less people. Before it was 5,000 men. Now it's only 4,000. And they're still like, what are we going to do? We can't do this. What's going on? What's the problem here? How many times do we do the same thing? I do it quite often. Because every time that I have what I call one of these spiritual failures where I don't believe or I just don't have the faith or whatever, usually when God deals with me about that to draw me back in, he reminds me that he had already prepared me by doing something previously to be able to, should have been able to believe very easily about this moment. We're so easily distracted from Christ. See, if these guys had just kept their eyes focused on him, and thought about him, but rather than thinking about Jesus, they thought about the situation. And they tried to figure out how to handle the situation themselves. And they came to the conclusion they couldn't. So what was their answer? Send them home. Jesus' answer is never to send them home. His answer is always to bless them, whatever that looks like. Heal them, feed them, take care of them. And how quickly we in ministry are like, oh, I've done all I can do. Because we get caught up looking into the situation rather than looking into the heart of God. See, if you look into the heart of God, it will radically change your heart in the moment even. Even if it is just a moment. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. I've experienced it a couple of times in my life where I was able to see the heart of God in a situation with a person or persons. Whereas before I was fearful and doubtful and all the other stuff. But in beholding God's heart and His love for the people, it so changed me that I lost sight of that reality of the need and instead saw the possibility of God and got to watch God do sometimes miraculous things. So just think about these two lessons and that they're so close together and that don't get discouraged about your own life. Because, you know, most of you, I think, are more spiritual than what these guys were. I think most of y'all would have been able to go like, well, didn't we just do this a month ago with less people to deal with? This should be a piece of cake. No problem. And we even got more fish and food and bread this time. You notice that? Less people, more food at their disposal. Now, it wasn't enough to do anything with, but it was more than they had the other time. That's the way God works with us, guys. If we can but open our eyes to see and open our eyes to believe, it's really simple. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.